Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Tom Loeffler is out this week attending a conference. I've been sitting in for him this week. He'll be back on Monday. We're going to have a complete check. Your pre-opening market's coming up when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, it's coming up. The big event for Express Ranches, 21st and 22nd of August. On Friday the 21st, they'll sell 207 head of fall calving females starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Saturday morning at 11 a.m., the big event sale live. It'll be held at the Ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma, or you can see it on RFD TV, Rural TV, Dish Satellite 232, as well as on liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to www.expressranches.com.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
Well, aside from a few scattered sales reported in Iowa and Nebraska yesterday at $240, the cash cattle trade remained in park, apparently waiting until today to grind into road gear. We picked up a few bids in the South at $146, well below common asking prices of $153. According to the closing report yesterday, the Iowa hog base is 74 cents higher compared with the prior day settlement. The corn market bounced 6 to 7 cents higher thanks to short covering and traders second-guessing Wednesday's bearish reaction to the August 1st USDA crop production report. We have a complete look at these grain markets coming up right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when you're computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, corn, soybeans, and wheat closed higher yesterday to recover some, but not all of their previous day's huge losses as the markets calmed the day after USDA's bearish crop numbers. The bigger crops limited Thursday's gains, and futures remain lower for the week. Stability in the yen and a rise in retail sales data may have added support. Now, wheat markets also recovered some of what they lost Wednesday. USDA's wheat numbers were not particularly bearish. Spring wheat harvest is moving forward, with custom harvesters reporting good yields and test weights. One problem is harvest has been slow as combines work to recover North Dakota wheat blown flat by a recent windstorm. Now, corn recovered about a third of what it lost the day before on apparent bargain buying. Even weather forecasts remain largely favorable for the developing crop. In addition to the larger estimates for the U.S. crop, USDA lowered exports by 25 million, but raised domestic use by 40 million. Large crops in Argentina and Brazil will compete with U.S. corn in export markets. Now, weekly export sales on Thursday were close to expectations as old crop business winds down. With about 3 weeks left in the crop year, new crop sales were on the high side of forecasts and up from about a week ago. Now, soybeans recovered about 17 cents of the more than 60 cents they lost yesterday as the market tried to stabilize. Like corn, weather remains mostly favorable for the Midwest crop, with scattered showers likely late this week for some of the crop areas. Weekly export sales were largely as expected, with new crop business at $24.3 million. Also as expected, much of that went to China. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning for Tom Loeffler on the Radio Oklahoma Network.